NCAA playoffs, and we'll give you the starters here. First off, for Watertown, John Hodorf, their head coach. Quarterback is Trayton Hemrick. He is a senior. Running back, Marcus Fossen, a senior. The tackles, Nash Berg, a senior. Carter Ingles, a senior. Guards, Micah Hawk, a senior. And Jaden Lambert, a senior. The center is a sophomore, Andrew Dahl. And the skill positions, wide receiver, senior Nathan Briggs, senior Mitch Olson, junior Marcus Pitkin. The tight end is senior Spencer Wenches. Both Wenches and Hawk are going to play football at South Dakota State next year. Here's how the Huron Tigers will start off this game. The tackles are sophomore Corden Caudell and sophomore Elliot Hartman. The guards, sophomore Jackson Greenfield and sophomore Reagan Dirksen. The center is junior Charlie Martin. Wide receivers, senior Colby Hofer, sophomore Anderson Porish, junior Blake Elwine. Tight end, junior Mason Jurgens. Running back is senior Thackeray Hansen. And the quarterback, senior Colt McNeil, Drew Strand, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. The referee, Jim Ricketts Jr., the umpire, Todd Landsman, the wing officials, John Garrow and Sam Christosek, and the back judge is Ross Peterson. They are the law on the field, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So, Coach, as we get ready for this, again, if you're a senior, you know this is it, unless you come up with a win for Huron. You know, got to play that underdog card as best you can. Watertown's expected to win. We got to make them think about it.
Well, exactly. We got nothing to lose here. You know, so go out, you play loose, you enjoy, do what you do, and go out there and then take it to them.
Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Actually, a couple of finals from earlier today in 9B, Del Rapids St. Mary shut out Kadoka 36-0 in 11 AAA. Lincoln shut out Rapid City Central 44-0. Pier leads Spearfish midway through the second quarter 14-6 in 11 AA. In 11B, winners up on Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central late first half 22-0. Mount Vernon Plankinton late first half leads St. Thomas More 20-13. And late in the first half, Elk Point Jefferson 28, Clark Willow Lake 12. In 9B, late first half, Corsica Stickney, Sully Buttes are tied at 6. 9A, our game on KOKK, Woolsey Westington just scored, and they're up on Dupree, 32-14. That's still midway through the second quarter. Howard, late in the first half, leads Ipswich, 35-0. 9AA, late first quarter, Elkton Lake Benton, 13, Hanson, 0. 11A, nobody's kicked off yet, as they all have 7 o'clock kickoff. So that's our Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. And this side of the bracket, Huron and Watertown are tied in with T Area and Brookings, those two teams playing at SDSU tonight. So that's this bracket. And for the Huron Tigers, again, just come out. As I went down that starting offense, I think it was all but one or all but two were seniors. And Coach Hodorf said, we are a senior-dominated team. I see you did a count. What was it, 20 seniors for Watertown?
Yep.
And 21 juniors.
Yep, so they got exactly what you want. You got numbers.
The top two classes total 41. That's more than I think Huron's entire roster, sophomore through senior. So getting set for the flip. There is no wind to speak of. I have a little trouble seeing the flag from my vantage point, but when I was up for the national anthem, flag is completely limp, and just looking, it doesn't look like there's any type of wind going either. So, and as far as that goes, Corky, the one big difference for Huron, we're on grass. Only the second time, it just seems weird to say, but it happens every year. Just the second time Huron has played on grass, and the uniqueness of Watertown Stadium, to our right, that'd be the west end. Most of the field from the 15-yard line in is the infield dirt for the baseball diamond. So this is the only place I can think of where we play on a baseball infield.
Well, like I said, yeah, the days are long gone. Everybody's got their each separate ones, but I don't remember it either, you know, but very unique.
I remember a couple of nine-man schools where just a little tip of the diamond would be, you know, about at midfield. So, but as we said, the plan is Watertown will be moving to their new facility. The facility is open. They just don't have the stands up yet. It's what it gets down to. Sounds like they have played some soccer there this year. It's, if you're familiar with Watertown High School, it's right behind the... high school there to the north where they've had their track for track and field for several years. And now they've just expanded that, and they have played some lower-level football there in the past. That's going to be their main stadium. And basically, Watertown Stadium here, the stands are similar to Joe Quintle, at least the old Joe Quintle and Mitchell. It's, I think, a Depression area project there for the grandstand. And basically, they're really not sure what's going to happen to this. The school district owns it, so for Watertown baseball, they have some decisions to make the way it sounds. Watertown won the flip, and they want the ball to start the game. So if you're watching on the video stream, I'll do my best. The window is too low to use my tripod, so I'm just going to have to make do this way. Watertown sends back to receive, and looks like three guys back. Nathan Briggs is in the middle, and he's flanked by Alan Moen and Brody Randall. And kicking off will be Michael Larson. I'm sure the scouting report is out on Huron, where we squib everything on kickoff. So actually a little surprised that all three of those returnmen are all the way between the 10 and the 5-yard line. But now creeping up is Briggs, where he might be thinking, I'm going to take this squib kick. And there it is, a line drive, and Briggs will handle it at the 25. He's straight up the middle, breaks through to the 40, and finally tackled at about the 43, 44-yard line. And that was Charlie Martin with the tackle on special teams, and it'll be first and 10 for the Mitchell Colonels with good field position at their own 44-yard line. Trayton Himmerich is the quarterback, and they just list one running back, and that's Marcus Fossum. We'll see if that's how they plan to go here. First and 10 from the 44-yard line. They have receivers left and right, but stacked everybody else in the middle of the field. Himmerich under center. He's just going to keep it. He might have bobbled the snap, and he'll get forward up to the 47 or 48-yard line. Not sure if that was designed or not, but straight up the middle, and Rayshon Whiff in on the stop. Oakley Anderson there as well. Gain of four. It'll be second and 6. Now, Coach Hodorf said they prefer to run the ball, but they will mix it up and put the ball in the air some, too. It'll be second and 6 from the 48-yard line for Watertown as we're just underway here at Watertown Stadium. Near midfield, Watertown has a receiver left, a receiver right. Now in the pistol here on second down and 6. Himmerich looks, turned the wrong way, now hands off, and a nice runoff tackle. Fossum, looked like Himmerich turned the wrong way, or Fossum went the wrong way. He still gets about 6 or 4 yards on the play, and that will set up third and 2 for Watertown at the 48-yard line.
Third down and 2, the ball is placed on the higher.
So for the Arrows, chance here to get a drive going as they are in Huron territory. Be third and 2 from the 48-yard line. I formation this time. Fullback straight throw, and he's gone. Straight up the middle. Nobody touches Spencer Winches. And Winches takes it in 48 yards for the touchdown. And quickly, Watertown up 6-0 with the extra point pending. Well, that didn't take too long. They went to the eye, put Winches, and he just blasted through there. Not sure he was ever touched. And Watertown up quickly 6-0 with the point after pending, 10:23 to go in the first quarter. On to kick the extra point for Watertown is Riley Fisher. Kicking off the infield dirt, low snap. He does get the kick up, and the kick is good. 7-0 Watertown, 10:23 to go first quarter. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
So Clean Plus offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at Pro Clean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at procleanplus.net. Pro Clean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Jeff Duffy along with Dave Corcoran back here in Watertown. That here on Community Campus timeout. They offer $40 credit hours for in-person classes, best value in higher education in South Dakota at Huron Community Campus. Well, Corky, first thing we said is, can't Watertown get off to a fast start? That has happened, so now you have to rebound.
Yeah, we're going to play a little catch-up here, got to readjust, and we just got to do our thing here and do ball control, and that will slow some of that down.
Landon Hulse, Bubba Peterson back deep to receive the kick for the Tigers as they'll have the ball. For the first time, Watertown in all purple, gold numbers, Huron with their road whites, black pants, and the kick is going to go, looks like it went out of bounds, it did. So Huron will get the ball, I believe, at the 35-yard line, and that'll be a first and 10 for Huron there. So kicked out of bounds by Watertown. If you're watching on YouTube, bear with me because I got to operate this by hand. And I can't use the tripod because the tripod is too tall for the window. Huron at the 35-yard line, first snap of the game, first and 10. Pistol formation, Elwine left, trips to the right. Now we do a shift there and come to a tighter formation. And the snap handoff is straight ahead. No, it's at, oh, great fake there, McNeil. I thought Hulse had it, and McNeil, who hasn't run a lot this year, pulled it out, and he hit that right sideline, and he gets a nice gain on the play. Up to about the 43-yard line, 42-yard line, we'll call it, gain of 7, second and 3. We haven't showed that play much this year. So Huron showing some different things on offense here. We'll go second down and 3 for Huron from the 42-yard line. Motion, that's Colby Hofer. We're in the pistol formation with McNeil taking some time. He's going to throw the pitch here to the left. Hull's trying to turn the corner and gets strung out, and he's going to be hit. No gain on the play. Coming in on the stop there was Mitch Olson. He was trying to use Corden Caudill on a quick kickout block, and the end over there was just able to extend it. We'll give Hulst a gain of 1, and that's going to set up a third and two for Huron from the 43-yard line. Boy, important for Huron to keep the ball. Don't let the Colonels or the Arrows get anything going here. So a big play here for Huron. I feel early, a third and 2 from the 43-yard line. Again, we do some shifting, and again, go with a very tight formation here on third and 2. And McNeil with the snap, going to roll it to the right. He's looking to pass, still rolling, still looking. Now he's going to retreat, and he's going to throw it away. Well covered by the Watertown Arrows, fourth down, and Huron presumably will bring the punt unit in, although we're not changing personnel yet. We might be going for this. Yeah, right now McNeil staying on the field, and Huron probably just feels, hey, we got nothing to lose. It's a fourth and 2. Let's try to keep the drive going. So big play here early on for Huron. Down 7-0 already. It's fourth and 2 from the 43-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Pistol, again, here's that shift. It's usually Juergens and Hofer with the shifting. pistol formation, and McNeil straight ahead. His host has the first down up near the 49-yard line. Landon just got himself a nice head of steam there, and he hit the hole hard, and a first down for Huron. Up to the 49-yard line, so a gain of 6 for Landon Hulse. Gorgie, that just shows Huron's going to be apt to do anything here tonight.
Oh, everything's on the table. We can't let anything sit back. We've got to go after everything tonight.
First and 10 Huron at their own 49-yard line as they do get a first down. Slot left, one receiver right, and here comes that shift again, and now we go to the pistol with Hulse still behind McNeil on first and 10. And handoff straight ahead again is Hulse past the 50, drags a tackle forward up to about the 47-yard line. On the tackle there for Watertown was Braden Kleinsaucer. We'll go gain of 4, second and 6 for Huron in Watertown territory now at the 47-yard line. So Huron showing a few different things here in offense. For sure, the alignments here with all the shifting, mainly by the tight ends, really giving Watertown some different looks than probably what they've seen on film. Now, Huron's going to go empty backfield here on second and 6 from the 47-yard line. McNeil straight drop. He's going to throw it deep near sideline to Elwine and overthrown. Definitely the corner there, Cole Hansen got a little grabby. But there's no flag on the play, and it'll be 3rd and 6 for Huron from the 47-yard line. My guess is don't necessarily want to need to get the 6 yards on this play because we might just go for it on 4th down anyway, but you wouldn't like to make it a little closer.
Exactly.
3rd and 6 from the 47-yard line. Huron back in the pistol, and here comes the shift again with Hofer and Juergens. McNeil claps the hands, hand off to Hulse, comes off left side and puts the head down. He has the first down inside the 40. Finally swung out of bounds. Hard running there by Hulse. Good blocking. Cooper Kettwig had the tackle there for Watertown. And Huron gets another first down as the ball advanced to the 37-yard line. So gain of 9 on the play for Hulse in Huron. Trying to get a drive started here. They've had 2 first downs here. Have it 1st and 10 from the Watertown 37-yard line. Again, do that shifting with Juergens and Hofer. Seems like that's happening every play right now. Pistol formation for McNeil. And handed off straight ahead. Bubba Peterson this time. He's hit behind the line and swung down for the loss. On the tackle there, Jaden Lambert for the Arrows. And he's going to lose 2 yards on the play. 2nd down and 12 at the 40-yard line for Huron. 6:44 to go in the first quarter. Watertown scored on their 3rd snap, a 48-yard run. They lead 7-0. Huron now faced with 2nd and 12 at the Arrow 40. And we have the familiar lineup here, and I'm just waiting for the shifting, and there it goes with the two tight ends. Now Hofer switches back the other way. Peterson still in the backfield here on 2nd down and 12. McNeil going to roll it to the right. Here comes the blitz. He'll throw short in the pass. Complete to Hofer on that far sideline. And a Watertown guy go for the pick. Just got there a hair late. And Colby Hofer moves the sticks. Not a first down, but it'll make it a 3rd and about 2, it looks like. 3rd and 3 at the 31-yard line. Gain of 9. And here on now with a 3rd and 3 from the 31-yard line. Again, 2 down territory, I'm sure, as we're at 6:08. Hofer went out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. 3rd and 3 for Huron from the 31-yard line. Here comes the shifts again. McNeil all alone in the backfield, and he's going to roll to the right. He's going to keep it, it looks like, and he's got nowhere to go, and he'll be upended for a loss back to the 34-yard line. Watertown had that one snuffed out immediately. In on the tackle for Watertown, Marcus Pitkin, number 17, So a loss of two, we'll call it, for McNeil. Fourth and five for Huron. Big play here for the Huron Tigers. Fourth and five at the Watertown 33-yard line. Huron looks like they may be thinking about taking a timeout here as they aren't showing any urgency there in the huddle. Clock stopped anyway as McNeil went out of bounds. So Huron using their time coming up to the line here. It's going to be fourth and five from the 33-yard line. Back judge still not swiping the hands yet. So shotgun here, or a pistol, excuse me, on fourth and five for Huron. McNeil with the snap, straight drop, looks over the middle. Pass is tipped away, incomplete, intended for Porish. Looks like the Tigers sideline little peeve that there was no call on the play. So Huron comes up empty. 5:56 to go here in the first quarter. Watertown gets the ball for a second time, up 7-0. And Huron, 4 minutes, 27 seconds on that possession. Seemed like it was longer than that. First and 10, Watertown leading 7-0. They'll have it at their own 33-yard line. Arrows go with the shotgun on the first and 10. I believe that's Hemrick. And looking to pass, straight drop, looking left, is let it fly that far sideline. The pass is complete, gets away from the defensive back. That'll be another long touchdown for the Watertown Arrows. The connection to number 7, Mitch Olson. It was kind of a jump ball there. Huron just misplayed it. And a 67-yard touchdown pass for the Watertown Arrows, Mitch Olson, and the Arrows up quickly, 13-0. And again, just what Huron could not afford is let Watertown get off to a quick start, and they're up 13-0 with the extra point pending. And that was just simply heave it down the field, see if your guy can make a play, and Mitch Olson definitely did. Extra point here for the Watertown Arrows, looking to increase their lead by a point. Kick is up, kick is good. 14-0 Watertown, 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Here on Community Campus, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan Singer Restaurant in Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan Singer can host your party in a private room and offer catering too. Open Monday through Friday 4 to 10, Saturday 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday 11 to 2 and closed on Sunday. Ryan Singer Restaurant in Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports AIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, not what the Huron Tigers wanted. A fast start by the Watertown Arrows, 14-0. They've run four plays and had two big strikes, a 48-yard run and a 67-yard touchdown pass. And I was trying to tell if it was Pitlick or if it was Hemrick that was in it at quarterback on that touchdown pass. It almost looked like 17 to me, so I'm not sure. In any case, it's a touchdown. Here's the end-over-end kick. Bubba Peterson backpedals, gets it at about the 4-yard line on the dirt. Tries to weave up that right hash, hits the sideline, head down. He'll be pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line. And that's where the Arrow or the Tigers will take over, first and 10.
Making a tackle for the Watertown Arrows, Tyson Miller, number 32.
So first and 10 here on, put it at the 19-yard line.
First and 10 here, Tigers on their own 19-yard line.
So some work to do with a long field for the Tigers on the first and 10. Got a slot left, one receiver right. Here comes the shift again with the two tight ends. Holst is the pistol back, and he'll take the handoff. Tries a veer wide left. He's got a hole. Oh, they whistled it dead, that's why. Because, boy, Holst was coming out on the near side, but then all of a sudden I saw Blake Elwine quit blocking and a penalty marker evidently on the play. What are we doing here?
Making a tackle for the Watertown Arrows.
We must have hit a knee on the handoff or the snap. I didn't see what happened there. It's a loss of one on the play. It'll be second down and 11. I have no idea what happened there. I didn't look like anybody had even come close to hitting the ground. Somebody did. So it's a loss of one, second and 11 from the 18-yard line. For Huron, here comes the blitz off the right. McNeil throws left, pass complete, but then dropped by Porish, I believe. Yep, incomplete. Porish had it in his hands and dropped it. It would still have been short of the first down, but it would at least give Huron a chance here. Instead, it's going to be third and 11 for Huron from the 18-yard line. 14-0. Arrows leading, 4:57 to go here in the first quarter. And Huron faced with a third and long. Elwine left, Porish right. Otherwise, a tight formation here for the Tigers. Now they do the shifting. Where Hulst was at a tight end, now he goes back in the pistol behind McNeil. McNeil straight drop, throw short, the pass complete on the middle. Porish head down, and he's not going to quite get there for the first down. Caught it at about the 25 or 26 and got stopped right there by Watertown. Up to the 26-yard line. Fourth and three for Huron from the 26-yard line, and Huron's keeping the offense on the field again. They just feel they have nothing to lose here, so deep in their own end of the field, 26-yard line, it's going to be fourth and three from the 26-yard line. So big play here for the Tigers. They're going empty backfield. Trips left, two receivers right on fourth and three from the 26-yard line. Little movement there. No flag on Watertown. Long snap here. And Huron takes a timeout. I think Huron was just trying to draw Watertown off, and Watertown did flinch. But Huron didn't get the flag. Timeout Huron. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 seconds, 3:58 to go. First quarter, 14-0 Arrows. 30 on Dakota Sports.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron will punt after trying to draw Watertown off and taking a timeout on fourth and three. Porish to punt. Watertown has two players back deep today. I think Brody Randall is the deep one, and there's the kick. Nice high kick, and that drives Randall way back at the 30. He'll pick it up at the 28-yard line. Randall coming back this way, has some room, finally wrestled down by Ty Kleinsaucer. A nice punt by Porish. 46 yards on the punt. Porish is averaging, I think, over 46 yards punting here in the season. But Watertown has the ball back, up 14-0 with 3:44 to go in the first quarter. And they'll have the ball first and 10 at the 38-yard line, their own 38-yard line. And Watertown has been able to hit big plays here in the early going. First and 10, empty backfield. Here's Wenches in motion. And it is Pitlick running at quarterback. Comes left, turns back to right, big hole. He's got the 45, he's got the 50. And still on his feet, 45. Flag comes out at the end of the play. Bubba Peterson finally swung down a Pitlick after a gain of about 17 yards. Flag came in right at the end of the play. This might actually be a face mask on Huron. I think that's what I saw the official who threw the flag signal, but let's check. Came right at the end of the play. Face mask Huron. So 17 yards for Marcus Pitkin. And then they'll tack on another 15, so a 32-yard play basically for the Watertown Arrows. First penalty accepted of the game. And first and 10 for Watertown. Actually, the first down of the game for Watertown. They'll have it at the Huron 30-yard line. Arrows again, empty backfield, and Pitkin actually running at quarterback now. Winches in motion. He'll take the flip, trying to sweep it wide left. Has a lane, has the 25 finally upended at about the 23. As Riley Winiger and Colby Hofer in on the stop on the play. Gain of 7 for Winches. It'll be 2nd and 3, Watertown. At the Huron 23-yard line. Late first quarter has been all Watertown. They're up 14-0 and driving again. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Now they come with the I formation and the quarterback under center. And the handoff up the middle. Fossum, not much as he got tripped up right as he got to the line. Colby Hofer was the first man in there for Huron. Gets about a yard on the play, set up a 3rd and 2 for Watertown at the Huron 22-yard line. So Watertown quickly again in scoring position, already up 14-0. 3rd and 2 from the 22-yard line for the Watertown Arrows are going towards the infield dirt. Here at the baseball stadium. 3rd and 2, they stay in the I formation. Hand off Winches up the middle, skips through. He's got the first down about 3 yards. As on the bottom of that pile, there's Oakley Anderson, among others. But Watertown notches their 2nd first down of the drive right to the 20. So he needed two, he got two. It'll be 1st and 10, Watertown from the 20-yard line. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Watertown already up 14-0 and threatening again. And it's like Pitkin is still in there at quarterback. I'm going to have to pay more attention. I think Himmerich was in on that last snap. 1st and 10, trips right. Shotgun for Pitkin. He's going to do the bubble here to the near side and way overthrew his intended target there. That was Nathan Briggs. Incomplete. 2nd down and 10. So Watertown at the Huron 20-yard line. Again, they lead 14-0. And the fast start that Huron could ill afford to have has happened. 2nd down and 10 from the 20-yard line. Shotgun. And now it is Himmerich at quarterback with a pair of backs. And he's going to keep it himself up the middle. Gets hit right at the line. He'll get maybe a yard on the play before he's pulled back. Oakley Anderson was in on the stop. He kind of got a thing going backwards, trying to pick up who was down below on that stop. That was Cooper Bischoff that had him down low. Gain of 1. It'll be 3rd and 9 from the 19 for Watertown with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Watertown will need to get a snap off here before the end of the quarter. 3rd and 9 from the 19 for Watertown. They bring a man in motion, bring him back. So two backs in the backfield. And I believe that's Pitlick back in, or is that Himmerich? Well, back to pass and out in the flat. It's complete near side. To the 10, to the 5, and stays on his feet. He's in for the touchdown. Poor tackling. No, he did not get in. He was brought down at about the 1-yard line. It was swung out there, I believe, to Briggs. And Huron just did not have a very good attempt at making a tackle there. And that should end the first quarter. Watertown up 14-0 and threatening. We'll head to the second quarter after this community campus timeout of 2 minutes, or 1 minute, excuse me, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
At the 2-yard line.
you with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Tops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
The Huron Eye Clinic is proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screening, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4188.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We start the second quarter here on down 14-0, and Watertown threatening as they have first and goal at the 2-yard line. That big offensive line, you would think they're just going to power it. First and goal at the 2-yard line, and it is Pitkin, that's in at quarterback here, tight formation for the Arrows. He's just going to keep it up the middle, goes off to the left, and did not get there. But it is a touchdown. Late call, but it is a touchdown for Pitkin. And the Arrows go up 20-0 with an extra point pending. Well, Coach, it's been
exactly what we didn't want to happen.
Yep, 11:54 to go in the first half. Watertown already up by three scores. They actually took a little time in getting that drive, as that 3 minutes, 50 seconds on that possession for the Arrows. And again, in to kick the extra point for Watertown is Riley Fisher. He's 2 for 2 on his extra points. Snap is there. The kick is up. The kick is good. Watertown 21, Huron 0, early second quarter. Community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back in Watertown, Huron Tigers will receive a kickoff again here from the Watertown Arrows. Riley Fisher will kick off again with Hulst and Peterson back deep to receive for the Huron Tigers. Peer leads Spearfish at halftime, 21-12. Early second quarter, Brookings 9, T Area 7. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Watertown kicking off. And again, going to go to the left side. Did it make the end zone? It's out of my sight line. It is a touchback. Huron will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. So Huron Tigers, some work to do here. They did get a couple of first downs on their first possession, but otherwise they have struggled to get much of anything going. Mostly, though, it's just offensively where Watertown has just done what they've needed to and been able to pick up big plays. First and 10 at the 20-yard line here on Tigers. And we'll be in the pistol here again, and I'm sure the shifting is yet to come. There it is. McNeil looks like he's kind of adjusting his helmet there. So pistol formation, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. Snap, and they're going to do a backwards pass to Hulst. He gets by one guy and gets something out of nothing there, forced out of bounds. And see if he did get past the 20-yard line, because he probably caught that at about the 15, did make one guy miss. And it looks like after all that, he is going to lose yardage on the play. And loss of 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 13. So that was a run, because at least to me looked like a backwards pass. Second and 13 from the 17-yard line for the Huron Tigers. Little shift there. We're in the pistol formation for McNeil. McNeil straight drop, looks to the left, now flushed out of the pocket, still looking near the sideline. He's going to throw it long and out. Incomplete. It'll be third and 13 for Huron at the 17-yard line. Give Watertown's defensive backfield credit. We have not had much of anybody open.
They're on us like a glove. They keep us very tight and doing a very good job of that.
So third and 13, Huron from the 17-yard line. Last thing you want to do is give the ball back to Watertown. They're already up 21-0. 11:01 to go in the first half. We'll have two receivers right, Elwine to the left. Here comes the shift, empty backfield for McNeil on third and long. McNeil with the straight drop, looks to the left again. He's going to heave it down to Elwine, far sideline, incomplete. It was just a jump ball there. He won the jump ball but could not haul it in. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and Anderson Porish will be asked to punt again, but Watertown will can envision some good field position with Huron punting deep in their own end of the field. Lone man back deep to receive, Brody Randall for Watertown. So Porish to punt. Snap is on target, and he'll kick it away. Again, nice line drive kick. Randall will field it at the 48. He has some room coming to the near side. Gets tripped up at the 45, and that was Huron Tiger, Tiger corner Sean Messamore with the stop. About a 35-yard punt that time for Porish. And Watertown, 10:42 to go in the first half, already up by three touchdowns. We're going to get have good field position at the Huron 42-yard line. In 10:42 to go in the first half, it's been all arrows. Here thus far, they'll go full house backfield, still in the pistol here on first and 10. Going to run the option right. That's Pitkin. Fakes the pitch and then heads up the hash. He'll get about 5-6 yards before he's hit down below by Hofer, I believe. Stop in there by number 22. Colby Hofer with the tackle. Give him a gain of five. It'll be second and five. So really Pitkin's been running more at quarterback here than Himrick has been so far for Watertown. They have second and five at the Huron 37-yard line. Wenches is in the backfield alongside Pitkin on second down. Now coming out of the backfield is Wenches. He'll take the swing pass near side. Has the bubble screen set. He'll pass the 30. Lost the ball. Fumble. And Oakley Anderson will cover it. There's the first break for Huron. Tackle was made by Charlie Martin and Sean Messamore. And it came out and Oakley Anderson was able to hop on top of it. And the first turnover of the game to the Watertown Arrows. And Huron will get the ball back with 9:47 to go in the first half. Watertown up 21-0. Let's see if Huron can build a little momentum on forcing the turnover. It'll be first and 10 Huron at their own 22-yard line. Pistol on first and 10. Hey, we don't shuffle for the first time. Handoff up the middle is Hulse. Head down past the 25, and he'll be beat back there. Watertown defensively, number 3, Nathan Briggs. Number 9, Caden Decker on the stop. Also going to get a good 4 yards on the play up to the 26-yard line. Second down and 6 for Huron from the 26-yard line.
Gain of 4, second down and 6.
9:19 to go in the first half. Huron trying to do something off a Watertown turnover. Second and 6. Stay in the pistol formation. Hand it off again. Hulst up the middle. Little hesitation. Head down just a couple of yards that play as that was swallowed up. Coming in down low that time for Watertown was number 78, Micah Hawk.
Now Initial stop in there by number.
Going to get 2 yards on the play.
Fourth down and three.
Well, that's the fourth down play. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot about that swing pass. So fourth and, no, it should be third. Isn't it third down? That swing pass was on the last possession. Yeah, this isn't right. This should be third down. Yeah, there we go. That's much better. Third and three for Huron from the 28-yard line or 29-yard line. Kind of confused me, too, because I was confusing with the last possession. Here's the inside screen to Porridge up the middle. Has the first down, just backing his way up to the 35. And Huron will get a first down, just a little slant in the middle that time. Cooper Ketwig, number 5, on the stop defensively for Watertown. But Huron gets the first down to the 35-yard line. That's a gain of 6, third first down here in the first half for the Huron Tigers. First and 10 for Huron from the 35. Here comes the shift again. Stay in the pistol, however. On first and 10, handoff up the middle. That's Bubba Peterson, and he makes a little juke and goes off left. Gets about 3 yards on the play on the tackle. Number 4, Jeremiah Schulte. Bubba, his second carry of the game, gets 3 yards. It'll be second down and 7. So here on up to their own 37-yard line. 7:18 to go in the first half. Watertown 21, Huron 0. Second and 7. Stay in the pistol. 2 receivers left, 1 right. As McNeil will hand it up. No play action. Straight dropping. The ball is batted in the air. Incomplete. I think we are not sure if we're trying to set up a screen or not, maybe off to the left, but coming in was Caden Decker, and he got the hands up and deflected it, so never had a chance to get the play off. And Huron now faced with a 3rd and 7 from the 38-yard line. 6:53 to go in the first half. Watertown up 21-0. Third and 7 for the Huron Tigers. Would like to convert here, obviously. A little indecision on who's where in the formation. Porish and Elwine trying to get things settled down. Elwine closest to me. Porish in a tight formation off the left. Shotgun, and McNeil rolls it a bit to the left, looking back, pedaling, throws off the back foot. It's open, incomplete. Boy, he had 2 receivers in the same area. Porish and Juergens were in the same area. I'm not sure if that's really, you wanted both those guys there. A Watertown player did come in and deflect it. Fourth down, and Huron gets 1 first down, but then has to punt with 6:46 to go in the first half. Porish on to punt for the third time. And again, it's Randall back deep to receive for the Arrows. Snap on target, and Porish will put the boot into it. That goes way over Randall's head, inside the 20, inside the 10 to the 5, and bounces into the end zone for a touchback. That is a 63-yard punt. We'll take the 43-yard net.
Exactly.
And
no
Randall,
wind.
Yeah, no wind either. That just sailed over Randall's head. So 63-yard punt by Porish. 6:36 to go in the first half. Watertown will take over first and 10 at their own 20. At least with that exchange, you're unable to flip the field. And Watertown at their own 20, first and 10. Worst starting field position for the Watertown Arrows tonight. Shotgun and keeper there for Himrick goes off to the right, turns the corner, and all of a sudden he's loose. 35, 40, 45, has a blocker down there, goes right by her. Excuse me, Winch is on the carry, and he'll take it in for the touchdown. Direct snap to Winch's, and 80 yards, he's in the end zone for a touchdown, 27-0. Winch's 48 yards and 80 yards. That was a direct smack, snap to Winch's. Again, I just saw the two, so I assumed it was number 12, Himrick, but instead straight to Winch's, and he's 80 yards in. He started in the middle, then juked off to the right, and Huron just never really recovered from that. And Watertown in control, up 27-0. One play and in the end zone, 6:17 to go in the first half. Fisher will kick the extra point here for Watertown. Ball is down, the ball is up, kick is good. 28-0 Watertown, 6:17 to go, second quarter. Community campus timeout of 30 seconds. We'll go 30 here on Dakota Sports.
Jay Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We're back here in Watertown. Watertown up 28-0, and Woolsey Wessington is what up, I think I was said 56-20, didn't it?
Yes, he did.
And that's in the third quarter now, so Woolsey Wessington looks to be in control there in 9A. That game over on KOKK. Fisher kicking off for the Arrows. Kick goes near side again, and Bubba Peterson will have it at the four-yard line. Coming up the right sideline, he's up to the 20 and then gets swarmed under there. And Huron Tigers will have the ball first and 10. So at this point here for Huron, just try to get, you know, defensively, we just struggled get any type of stops here, and Watertown's taking advantage of that. Huron does have three first downs offensively and has held the ball for just about 11 minutes here in the first half. First and 10 for Huron again at the Watertown, or at their own 20-yard line. Huron's been a little conservative on offense, but they've made it work for the most part. A drop pass probably cost them a first down on one possession in the first quarter. First and 10, McNeil in the pistol. And the handoff straight ahead. It's Holst, head down. It brings the tackler forward a couple of yards up close to the 25-yard line. He was wrapped up by one of those big linemen on the stop for Watertown, was number 50. That's Sawyer Knopf along with Brady Kleinsaucer. Gain of 5, second and 5, as Holst has ran hard tonight. Second and 5 for Huron at the 25 as we're nearing 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. And Watertown up comfortably 28-0. Empty backfield for McNeil on second down. Second and 5, 25. And a quarterback keeper for McNeil weaves through traffic. He'll put the head down 3 yards on the play. That looked like a design play for Watertown. Tackle made by Watertown, number 31, Braden Kleinsaucer. He'll get 3 on the play and set up 3rd and 2 from the 28-yard line. So, again, last thing Huron wants to do is give the ball to Watertown here. Give them another chance to score as we are inside of 5 minutes to go in the first half. Watertown in cruise control right now, up 28-0. Pistol here on 3rd and 2 for Huron. Holst right behind McNeil. McNeil and Hofer look like they're having a conversation. Snap and straight ahead goes Holst, and he's going to get swallowed up for no gain. It'll be fourth down. That time Watertown just came firing in. That off tackle has been working some tonight, but Nothing doing for Hulst on that play. He might have got a half yard on the play. We'll give him a yard, and it's going to be fourth and one. Right now, Huron's keeping the offense on the field. On fourth and one from the 29-yard line. See if they're going to pull him off here. Would not be surprised. We just snap it. You have nothing to lose at this point. Down 28-0 late first half. McNeil will take the snap, and McNeil going to keep it. Turn the corner. He's got the corner. He's got the first down, then cruises out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. So pulled it out. And that's just a look we haven't done much this year with McNeil keeping it, and he'll get 6 yards and a first down for Huron.
A great, great ball deal. He really did well with that. Sold it, off he went.
So Huron first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Clock stops as he went out of bounds with 3:44 to go in the first half. Oh, just elbow room there. I thought you were tapping me for something.
Yeah, room's a premium in here.
Basically, my left shoulder's against a wall, my right shoulder's against Corky's left shoulder, and his right shoulder's against the other wall. And I'm not exaggerating. First and 10 here on from the 35-yard line. Pistol formation. Here's the pitch, and ball on the ground, but a nice bounce for Hulse, but he's going to lose yardage on the play. Looked like the pitch was on target. Hulse just did not haul it in cleanly, but he did get a clean bounce right back up to him. Caden Decker was there to blow up the play. It's going to be a loss of 2, second and 12.
It'll be second down and 12.
Back at the 33-yard line. Huron again just wants to work that clock inside of 3 minutes to go again. Watertown has all three of their timeouts left. But again, they're probably not in that much of a hurry, up 28-0 anyway. Second and 12 from the 33. Depending on the result of this play, it will be interesting to see what Watertown does from a timeout standpoint. Second and 12 from the 33. Two receivers left, one right. Empty backfield. Here comes motion. That's Porish. He's going to take the handoff, and he wants to throw. Elwine is wide open, but he has to come back to the ball, but does make the catch into Watertown territory at the 42-yard line. Elwine was 5 yards loose, but he had to come back to the ball a bit, but it'll still be a first down for Huron. Fourth first down of the game, as that's a gain of 24 yards to Elwine. Best play of the night for Huron, first and 10 at the Watertown 43-yard line. We've run that play a couple times, but that's the first time we've really actually been able to get the pass complete or give Anderson a chance to make the throw. First and 10 at the 44-yard line, and McNeil looking left, throwing, waiting. Now over the middle, the ball knocked away from Porish. Well defended that time by Nathan Briggs. Incomplete, second and 10. That stops the clock with a minute 47 to go in the first half. So Huron, kind of the two-edged sword here. Obviously, you want to score, but you also want to leave time on the clock, score or no score.
Exactly. You got to score first and worry about the rest later.
Yeah. Obviously, scoring is the first priority here. Second and 10 from the 43-yard line. Huron has the full house backfield, and everybody shifts out of it. Shotgun formation for McNeil. McNeil looking left. Now flushed out of the pocket, still looking. I think he's just going to throw it away. He does. It'll be third and 10 for Huron from the 43-yard line. Two down territory, you would presume, for Huron with a minute 39 to go in the first half. Huron has two timeouts left. Watertown has three. Third and 10 from the 43-yard line. Huron, two receivers right, one left. Now some shifting. They'll go to the pistol eye with Holfer kind of the up back there in front of McNeil. Snap there and handoff straight ahead to Hulst. To the 40, maybe leans forward to the 39. He was first hit by Caden Decker. Now Watertown will use a timeout. Hulse gets about three on the play. It'll be fourth and 7 for Huron from the 40-yard line. Timeout Watertown will take a community campus timeout. 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
First time out for the Watertown Arrows from Huron Community Campus. They offer courses through Northern State University at Huron Community Campus. 11 AA scores. Pier is pulling away from Spearfish now. Midway through the third quarter, 37-12, Governor's lead. Near halftime, Brookings leads T area 16-13. Midway through the second quarter, Yankton 13, Aberdeen 0. In 9A, Wolsey-Wessington cruising up 56-20 over Dupree. And Wall up on Castlewood, 30-6, midway through the second quarter. Those two look to be on a collision course, Wolsey-Wessington and Wall. Fourth and 7 from the 40-yard line for Huron. Off the timeout, empty backfield for McNeil. Straight drop for McNeil. Going to heave it down the near side or far sideline. Tip drill and finally knocked away. Elwine had a shot at it. The corner had a shot at it. Briggs, and then heads up play. Mitch Olson came and just slapped it out of the air as Elwine did have a shot at it at the tip. But Huron will give it up on downs. And Watertown has a minute 28 to work with here in the first half to try and get another score on the board. And they'll have it at their own 40-yard line. Watertown has had big plays tonight. Three of their four touchdowns have been 48 yards or more, 48, 67, and 80. Arrows come out first and 10 at the 40-yard line. They have three receivers left. Empty backfield. It's Pitlick at quarterback for the Arrows on the first and 10. Pitlick straight drop here on just a three-player rush. Pitlick going to throw deep over the middle of the field and nearly intercepted by Porish. Porish played that well. It was intended for Mitch Olson, and actually I thought Porish had a beat on that for the pick. He did knock it away. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10, and clock stops at a minute 22 to go in the first half. So for Hemrick being the starting quarterback, we've seen much more Marcus Pitkin, it seems like, back there. Pitkin is a junior. And empty backfield again for Pitkin on second down and 10 from the 40. Some shifting by the linebackers by Huron. Pitkin going to roll to the left, and he is looking to throw. Here comes a blitz. He gets away from it, gets away from another. Now in trouble, reverses field. He's got some open room on that far sideline to the 45. Finally muscled down. Flag comes in at the end of the play. Bubba Peterson brought him down after a gain of 11. Flag came out way behind the play, right towards the end. So check that out with a minute 8 to go in the first half. Well, Huron had two opportunities to get him when he was there on the left side. Then Pitkin just started. Well, we got blindside block on Watertown, I believe. Trying to wait. So, yeah, it was a... I think it was after the scramble started. Blindside block on Watertown. That's a tough one for the, it was on one of the linemen. That's a tough one for the linemen because the play's designed left. All of a sudden your quarterback's coming back to the right.
And everything scrambled up.
Yeah, that's one I don't think Coach Hodorf will lose a whole lot of sleep over just because that's just one of those things can happen when you're in those scramble open field position. So that's a 15-yard penalty on Watertown, their first penalty. We only had one accepted penalty on each side. Watertown's back to the 26-yard line, so second and 24 for the Arrows at their own 26-yard line. Pitkin looks right, got the bubble screen there, and in and out of the hands of the receiver. That's Nathan Briggs. And I think the second time we've had a drop to Briggs where he looks like he's looking to run before he hauls it in. So now third and 24 for Watertown from the 26-yard line. Clock stopped at 53 seconds to go in the first half. Watertown's up 28-0. Imperative for Huron to get themselves off the field here as you have Watertown backed up at third and 24. Be empty backfield again for Pitkin. On the third and long, here comes motion. Just going to flip it to the motion man. They're going to run it. That's Wenches. Turns the corner. Knocked out of bounds. Nice play by Bubba Peterson. Fought off the block and then knocked Wenches out. Wenches a little slow to get up after that play. Hey, he comes off hobbling. Wenches injured himself. He was right on the sideline, so he just rolled to his team. Timeout Huron with 38 seconds to go, and Watertown probably looking at their first punt of the game. We'll take a community campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.